Do not leave this place today using my words as an excuse to abuse your child. Remember, that human being is really God's child. Spanking is an absolute last resort that is thought out and done out of love. Make sure you hug and kiss and talk to your child after any kind of punishment. To be honest, the problem with discipline is that we parents have to be disciplined as well. Amen? We have to be disciplined to be consistent and persistent, which brings me to my last point today. Being persistent and consistent in your parenting, your rules, and your discipline is the hardest job for a parent. Can I get an amen on that one? It is hard because we have to remain the same day in and day out, week in and week out, month in, month out. And you know, sometimes I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Do you ever do that? Sometimes I just don't feel like following my own rules. Do you ever do that? Yeah, you didn't know this was confession day, did you? All right. You have to draw the line, and without exception, it has to remain. If you continue to change the boundaries depending on your mood, depending on time restraints, it confuses the child, the youth for that matter, and typically they will act out because they have a felt loss of love. Remember, children know when they're getting low on love. They act out of their need, and quite honestly, adults do too. We just know how to cover it up better. Plus, children always test boundaries. Now, surely I can get an amen on that one. Until a child or youth has trust with regard to where the boundaries are, they will not have confidence in who they are and what they can and cannot do. Did you catch that? Until a child or youth has trust with regard to where the boundaries are, they will not have confidence in who they are and what they can and cannot do. Well, folks, we've talked about a lot this morning, haven't we? Talked about some hard issues and some humorous issues. But I want to just kind of revisit some of these. How do you teach your children to pray? Example, by praying with them, right? What is discipline? Remember that? Training that develops self-control, character, orderliness, and efficiency, yes. As a parent, what do you need to do with regard to your boundaries? You need to be what? Consistent and persistent, that's right. I want you to know that I have barely scratched the surface on all three of these subjects. We could probably do a sermon series on each one, or at least a full sermon on each one. But I'm going to have a list of books as an insert that I will have used by the end of this teaching series so that you can take that home, and if you're curious about any of them, you can purchase them and read them or get them at the library. All right, let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for this worship service. It is an honor, Lord, that you have given us an opportunity to worship you, to learn about you, and to help us out, Lord, from your word on how we should be better parents and guardians and family members, God. Be with us today. Help your word work on our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week is going to be Growing Kids in the Kingdom. It's going to be meant for helping couples with no children, singles, grandparents, and this church community on how we can be better examples and quote-unquote parents for the children that are around us. Amen. All right. Would you please turn to the next hymn, Song of Invitation? Thank you. Please stand. Thank you.
may be seated as the ushers come forward for our offertory.